Hey there, KMA Land. Welcome to the Double X Factor. I'm Sandy Edie Hansen, and my co-host and I, Spencer Williams, arrive here on KMA each weekday to share a bit of inner growth information. The topic of the week is being seen. And in just 3 minutes or so of info, I intend to shed some serious light on how this very human need that we all share drives us in many ways. The need to be seen is very much in our evolution. When we lived in tribes, if your tribe didn't see you, there was a risk you'd be left behind, and being alone equated to death. If other tribes didn't see and respect you and your tribe, well, they were likely to invade your territory, take your resources, and leave you and your family to die. Now, fast forward to today. When we're children, we're all still more dependent on our parents and for a longer period of time than any other species on the planet. As infants, we will develop ways to gain our parents' love and attention. We fight hard to win over our parents so that we feel safe. We can even lose ourselves in the process of getting this love and validation. We develop mechanisms and behaviors like perfectionism, performance, being super helpful, being smart, whatever it takes to gain the attention and love we need to survive. Now, based on how dependent we humans are on our parents, this is really quite ingenious if you really think about it. Now, if we're fortunate, at some point in our life, we will become aware of the performing and trying to be seen. We may even realize it doesn't work in a sustainable way if we're really lucky. And we may come to the awareness that we are now adults ourselves and don't have to rely on someone in order to survive and feel safe like we do as infants. And we may even realize we betray ourselves sometimes in the effort to be seen, known, and loved. This can open the door to big transformation in ourselves if we come to these realizations. The need to feel seen is deep and necessary, and it's so powerful it can lead us away from our true selves. The adult version of letting ourselves be seen is different than when we were children. It means things like initiating meaningful conversations, allowing yourself to be honest and vulnerable, expressing your deepest needs to the people you love, and asking for help. Now, as an adult, you can become a person who helps others to feel seen. Some ways to do this include fully listening and being present, acknowledging what the person is saying, asking clarifying questions, appreciating and accepting others as they are. And paradoxically, really seeing others is one of the easiest ways to feel seen ourselves. Listening and being curious are skills we can develop that seem so simple, yet we seem to struggle to do this so much of the time. Feeling seen is to accept, not to change or find fault or advise without invitation. Feeling unseen or like you don't matter is deeply threatening. In the ancient part of our brains, not being seen is equivalent to being sentenced to death. So no wonder it can cause us to develop coping mechanisms that, left unexamined, can lead to actually betraying ourselves. Now, Spencer's here tomorrow with insights from a younger perspective, and I'll be back on Friday to take a look from another angle on the subject of feeling seen. Till then, later!